This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning. Let's make it an awesome morning. Yep, it's another day in paradise. Indeed, 9:06, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, we had a great interview with State Senator Jay Collins. This guy's former Green Beret. He coordinated a lot of emergency flights coming out of Israel to Florida. He was part of that. And if you missed the interview, you can always pick it up by downloading The Bob Rose Show on podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. You simply click on subscribe, no fee, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Remember when I was first looking at that podcast type stuff, going back a couple of years, I always thought when they said subscribe to me, oh, I got to pay a subscription. No, it's not always the case.
I've had people ask me the same thing.
Yeah.
I wish they'd called it something different because it is confusing.
Yeah,
if you
click
don't
on follow, but I guess they kind of use the follow thing already.
Yeah. Click notifications, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Of course, we would have done it all better if it had been in our hands.
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't have to reboot computers all the time. And anyway. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, that slimy Bass, what is she up to now? She canceled an appearance at an event. This was an event to mark the 6th month anniversary of the Palisades fire. Yeah, that was devastating, clearly. She didn't really have time to fit in her schedule because she was very, very busy attending an Immigration and Customs Enforcement raid. Wow. So she's actually going to help on the side? No. She joined the raid in an attempt to stop it. Stop the raid.
Okay.
She's the mayor of Los Angeles.
Right.
Okay. Bass had been scheduled to appear with Governor Gavin, don't you like my hair, Newsom, and Senator Alex Padilla, and other officials to mark the anniversary of the Palisades and Eaton fires, but she decided to protest ICE instead. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, and you're pretty quick on it. You usually do.
Yeah, but I'm telling you you're wrong. Is that what you mean?
At least one of the fires that impacted this whole area started by a homeless / illegal immigrant.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
So so Karen Bass not only apparently doesn't have enough compassion and empathy for those who lost everything just 6 months ago, but she doesn't realize that what she's doing is she could be protecting future arsonists by trying to stop ICE and what they're doing. Yes.
There's a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mayor's absence was not explained at the event, of course. And an official did say, though, who was asked, that she was attending an emergent event. That's not an emergency event. Emergent. As like it's just bubbling up.
Okay.
And, of course, it turned out to be an immigration raid. Under Bass, Los Angeles has spent more on homeless people than on firefighting. Lately, she has become obsessed with championing the cause of anti-ICE protests, even though they have attacked law enforcement, including the L.A. Police Department. Bass has blamed President Donald Trump, shock, for riots in the city, and has essentially defended the riots by saying that they will stop when the anti-ICE raids also stop. We're going to riot. We're going to break the law. We're going to riot until you stop enforcing the law. You're supposed to be the mayor.
Okay.
Isn't it just...
That's just weird.
It's befuddling.
They're so messed up out there.
Bass was out of the country during the Palisades fire, but she ended her vacation and came back early. Mm-hmm. Not.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking a promise not to leave the country during her administration and to focus instead on local priorities. So she promised not to be leaving the country during her administration. She left the country and didn't come back while her city was burning down. And you know what? The way she operates, maybe the city was better off without her being around.
Sounds like.
Because probably she would want to maybe, I don't know, attempt to stop firefighters from doing their jobs.
Well, she is good at trying to prevent people from doing what they're hired to do.
Yeah.
Just saying.
The Department of Justice recently sued Los Angeles over its sanctuary city policies, saying it discriminates against federal law enforcement. As she runs for re-election, Bass appears to have made a political calculation that her future depends more on satisfying the far left rather than attending to the needs of local residents. Even Newsom acknowledged the need for local permitting for rebuilding, which has been stalled. And, of course, Trump did everything he could to streamline that and push that through. And she would have none of that. So she's bad for L.A.
Absolutely.
She gets reelected. I mean, the level of stupidity with the people there. I guess it's one of those, well, maybe you do deserve the idiot you voted for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yep, that's another story related. Protesters clashed with immigration ICE enforcement agents, as well as the military in Los Angeles on Monday. They confronted Border Patrol agents patrolling the park on horseback while being accompanied by military personnel, a likely protection against potential acts of violence on federal agents. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass condemned the presence of federal agents and military personnel in the park. Mm. Well, we can't have that. And I saw some of the footage. It did look somewhat militaristic, but can you blame them?
No,
these folks want to go home at the end of the day. They want to go home to their families, and all they're doing is following the laws of our nation and making sure that the laws are followed. And if they're not, and people are here illegally, and they have deportation orders, criminal records, etc., they're going to be apprehended.
Mm-hmm. Should be.
Bass reportedly visited the park later that morning. They need to leave and leave right now. And she's referring to the agents and the military folks. Yeah, this is unacceptable. Homelessness, acceptable. Illegal immigrants, acceptable.
Okay.
Crime, acceptable. Houses burning down everywhere through her entire city, acceptable. But what's not acceptable? That would be police and military trying to apprehend illegals, lawbreakers. In some cases, very dangerous people. But no. Officials said the activity was not a military operation, despite the size and scope of the participation by the National Guard. That was added by Newsweek. No agenda there.
Uh-uh.
No reports indicate that anyone was detained during the raid in MacArthur Park. MacArthur Park has become notorious for being a den of fentanyl, drug abuse, and homeless encampments. Why would you want the military or police or Border Patrol in there when these people have their little enclave with their fentanyl and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why would you want to interfere with that?
Everybody loves MacArthur Park.
Mm.
Although the
Isn't that a song?
MacArthur Park is melting. All the sweet green, icing flowing down.
Who was that? Was that Diana?
Well, it was really originally done by a very dramatic male vocalist back in like 63 or something. Mm-hmm. And then I think Donna Summer did it during
the disco era.
Yeah.
Disco fever.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Back when you had to melt down all your Led Zeppelin gold, turn them into gold chains, your Led Zeppelin belt buckles,
sure,
something like that.
Sure.
No. That went the opposite way.
It did, yeah. You burned records, Bob, and you know it.
I did have a disco demolition at my high school.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You were one of them.
And that's when I got in trouble that time.
Yeah.
9:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. More headlines, more information, and 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, all coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've got a troubling story that I just kind of stumbled upon, and I need to share that with you. Hmm. Hang on just a second. It's 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Fox News reporting a counterterrorism expert says that Iranian sleeper cells may be hiding in plain sight. Now, here is the catch.
Okay.
Waiting to strike rural areas.
Really?
Of America. Something that you really wouldn't think.
No. Well, because you think rural, you're going to think of fewer targets, less damage, less
gun
impact.
Owners, that resistance.
Well, that was my next one. You mess with some of them, and if you don't get them all, you don't know what can you just opened up.
following strikes by the U.S. military on several Iranian nuclear sites on June 22nd, the Department of Homeland Security issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin, stating that there's a heightened risk for Iranian-backed or domestic terrorism, which is not hard to believe, not far-fetched.
Not a bit.
Very, very, well, what did we say, to at least 1,000 Iranian nationals had come across the borders?
Right. So where are they? What are they doing?
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Brandon.
Now, it says, quote, the likelihood of violent extremists in the homeland independently mobilizing to violence in response to the conflict would likely increase if Iranian leadership issued a religious ruling calling for retaliatory violence against targets in the homeland. This, according to the bulletin, Iran has a longstanding commitment to target U.S. government officials that it views responsible for the death of an Iranian military commander killed back in January of 2020. Jonathan Gilliam, a former FBI special agent who has worked on terrorism task force, talked to Fox News and talked about these terror cells that could literally be in our backyard. Where these sleeper cells, they may be in plain sight. And that's the real terrifying part of this, is that putting people in place, as we've seen over the past 4 years, everyone's scrambling because certain amounts of people could come in here and get in here. Gilliam said that the Biden administration's border policies enabled Iranian illegal immigrants to come into the U.S. with impunity, creating the conditions for sleeper cells to exist. They could even go to the border and say they want to seek asylum. And when Biden was there, under the Biden administration, instead of putting them into DHS housing or ICE housing or holding them so that they could have their first appearance to be vetted and whether or not they get asylum, no, they just let them free. They just let them go.
That's scary.
So,
yeah, but boy, the retaliation difference between a lot of urban areas versus rural would be very swift.
Since June 18th, over 130 Iranian nationals have been arrested, multiple federal sources told Fox News, adding that 670 Iranians are in ICE custody. Gilliam said that these sleeper cells could be targeting America's rural areas since they're not well protected.
Well, maybe not a cop on every corner, but I'll bet the ratio of guns to people is much higher.
Yeah, but you've got to be vigilant.
Yes, you do. Everywhere. No matter where you are.
And, you know, any kind of attack is going to come as a, you know, a surprise attack.
Sure.
And you don't know where it's going to come from. That's could seem very, very innocuous, very innocent.
Yeah.
You try to give people the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yep.
And you could be taken advantage of as a result. So, look, we, many of us in the listening area, we live in rural areas. We have to be hypervigilant, unfortunately. And I don't do this to like frighten anybody. I
got to be aware.
I want people to be prepared. And it's also a note to myself to say, okay, I'm prepared some of the time. That's not good enough.
But I mean, we have situational awareness in a sense. We talk about that in our personal lives, but it's almost time to maybe ratchet that up a little bit and go, okay, I'm not just worried about getting mugged at the gas station, but who all is there? Who is around me? And again, don't want the people doing the, you know, going overboard like they've done in the past, like after a 9/11, and going after anybody who looks Middle Eastern. You don't want stupidity going on.
No.
But you do have to be aware of people's actions, what they do, those kind of things.
And if it is a sleeper cell that we're referring to,
yes,
that means you could be attacked as an individual or a family by multiple attackers. And that may change the equation for some people in terms of their ability to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
So you have to think in terms of multiple attackers. And if you really feel like your life is definitely, or the lives of your family members are in serious jeopardy, you're going to have to react quickly. I don't know if you've ever done any drills about closing distance, but it is frightening how fast someone could close distance on you just in a really the blink of an eye, and you think you're Mr. Quick Draw and all that. I'm telling you, there are some people that really, really are But most of us, even if we can draw fairly efficiently and fast, there's still going to be somebody very likely could be on top of you.
Well, because the reality is reaction time. If they drew first, it's the old scenario, they've got the advantage. They're already ahead of you time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already behind the ball, if you will.
There's a possibility that sleeper cells could target more rural states instead of large cities. In fact, considering the evolution of attacks by fundamental Islamic attackers that we've seen in Israel, like on October 7th, what an example, right? I mean, these were people more in a sort of an outlying area, if you will, more of a suburban or almost rural area. And they were going to like a music festival, right? So October 7th, and in India this year, it's possible that a similar attack could happen at a rural outdoor entertainment venue or populated vacation spot. So you need to think in your mind of possible scenarios there. And look, if you're, you know, the sheepdog of your family, you need to... take that role seriously.
Churches, schools, things like that. Extra vigilance certainly required there as well.
Look for soft, easy targets. If they're here to make a statement, in other words, you can't do this to Iran. We're gonna fight back.
Right.
It is something that they're gonna want, you know, to try to get a lot of publicity for and things like that. So you do something at an area where a lot of people are gathering. Then,
make headlines. And then they use that for propaganda.
So let's make sure that we're all, as Americans, we're vigilant and protecting ourselves and our families, our loved ones, our neighbors. All right? And it takes an effort from everyone. All right. The Department of Homeland Security has highlighted several criminal illegal aliens that have been arrested in Florida as Alligator Alcatraz opens in Florida. There's been some blowback on this. There's some people that are going to question Alligator Alcatraz. There's going to be naysayers. And DHS is trying to show you, look, these are really bad people. These are people that have committed homicides, forcible rapes, child, you know, sexual abuse, things like that. Because there are these kinds of people, and they're out there. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up in about 15 minutes, finally, things that make you smile. Upbeat Positive Thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Like I said, about 15 minutes away, but start thinking of those upbeat, positive, count your blessings kind of things, all right? You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And let's call it 9:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And a couple things about Trump, Netanyahu, that's coming up. But first, the top story continues to be, unfortunately, the situation in Texas. At least 104 people killed in central Texas in flash flooding. Camp Mystic in Hunt, Texas, said it's mourning the loss of 27 campers and counselors. 10 campers and one counselor still remain missing. The National Weather Service in San Antonio said Tuesday that additional showers and thunderstorms are possible. Unbelievable. And then there's this. The Texas Attorney General had to come out and talk about scammers.
Oh, my goodness.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton warning scammers they will face the full force of the law if they try to take advantage of the victims reeling from the devastating flooding. There are no words for how wrong it is that morally bankrupt people are trying to take advantage of Texans by using this tragedy to scam them. The Office of the Attorney General liked to caution everyone in any area affected by storms and flooding to be extremely careful with people offering to help you rebuild or reconstruct. Scams involving contractors failing to perform work that they were paid to do are not uncommon following tragic disasters. It added flood victims are reminded to be wary of contractors from out of the area. Don't rush into signing a contract. Ask for references and check with a Better Business Bureau to ensure that you're working with a trustworthy business. And Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice told reporters on Monday that some victims' families are being contacted by scammers who are saying that they have their kids pay me money.
Those scammers deserve more than the law does allow.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah. It, lead poisoning, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Lead, copper.
Even if you're out of pencils.
Absolutely.
It's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. Yeah, it is. It is. Imagine in the midst of that tragedy. You know, it's awful that you would scam people and take financial advantage of them. Mm-hmm. But to say, I've got your kids, and your kids are literally missing. Wow. If I sat on a jury and something happened to those kinds of people, got to tell you, be hard to say that any sort of punishment.
Yeah, they deserve whatever they
did. That's awful. That is just.
That's low.
Wow. So guess what? Trump got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Yep, it was Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And he even showed him a copy of the letter. He's like, yo, Don, look. Man, I'm going to get you a Nobel Peace Prize. And Don's like, wow, coming from you, man. That is awesome. Yep. I mean, okay, the language wasn't exactly like that. But
you probably paraphrased a little
but
bit.
But I think the sentiment was pretty much exactly that, really.
No, that's probably right.
And Netanyahu not only mentioned Trump's current efforts, but also the Abraham Accords between Israel and several Arab and Muslim states, which the president negotiated during his first term.
Yep. He should have gotten one then.
He really should have.
No doubt. I mean, he should.
Yeah, but the lefty media, they so downplayed any of his achievements. I mean, I don't even know if there were hardly any stories written in the mainstream media about Trump and the Abraham Accords. But anybody who knew anything about it knew that it was extremely significant, huge historically.
Yep.
But, I mean, this is the territory that we're in now.
I mean, everybody's important as of anything that, you know, Jimmy Carter did with the Middle East back in the day, anything. So,
yep.
But it's Trump, and they're all nuts. The same.
Yeah.
It's being honest.
And also, Trump revealed, I guess around the same time as that, it was at dinner. Yeah, when the media, they first let the media in for a little bit, and then they said, get out of here now. We want to enjoy our meal. Mm-hmm. But initially, for a little over a half hour, they let the media in, and a question came up about, you know, weapons going to Ukraine, and Trump said, yeah. He said, we're going to send more weapons. Basically, we have to. They're getting hit very hard. And he's not happy with Vladimir Putin at all. No. In fact, it was on Monday. Yeah, yesterday he expressed he was disappointed that Putin had not stopped the war against Ukraine, and yeah, he didn't understand what's your end game here? How many people have to die, and then, you know, is Ukraine just going to give up at some point? It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't seem like it. So, what benefit are you going to reap from, you know, occupying or supposedly like owning that territory? I don't know. Need to give him maybe a way to save face, which I thought the president was really working very, very hard to try to get Putin to, you know, see the light, so to speak.
Right.
But it doesn't appear that's the case. So we'll send some more weapons, and I don't think Trump wants the war to continue. Most people don't want it to continue. But as long as Putin does, I guess, you know, we're kind of stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I started things off by talking a little bit about the awful flood that occurred in Texas and took, you know, so many lives and so many people still missing. And you get bozos like this Sadie Perkins, apparently this woman worked at one time for the Houston Food Insecurity Board, and she was appointed by then Mayor Sylvester Turner. This was in 2023. I guess she worked there for about a year or whatever. But, you know, just like anybody, you have access to a TikTok account and, you know, you have the ability to go viral. And if you ain't white, you ain't right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. She was claiming that Camp Mystic, where a lot of those kids were camping at when the river, the Guadalupe, rose to such a height. Anyway, she's claiming that, yeah, that's a whites-only type club.
Yeah, is she forgetting, though, that it's not just little kids at the camp that have been killed? It's I mean, there's over 100 people. 104 now is the number. So, you know, you're going to presume what color all those people are in that part of Texas?
Yeah, I mean,
these people are just,
look, it doesn't matter what color anybody is.
No.
The bottom line is, number one, she's wrong about it.
Right.
It's not a segregated scenario at all, so she's wrong about that. But maybe even more important than that is, really, is this the time to discuss that?
Right.
Yeah. Right. She said, I know I'm probably going to get canceled for this, but Camp Mystic is a whites-only girls' Christian camp. They don't even have a token Asian. They don't have a token black person. It is all white. White only conservative Christian camp. If you ain't white, you ain't right. You ain't getting in. You ain't going, period. She framed her comments in the context of media coverage surrounding the camp's ongoing disaster efforts, relief efforts. And it's not to say that we don't want the girls to be found. But you best believe, especially in today's political climate, if this were a group of Hispanic girls, this would not be getting this type of coverage that they're getting. No one would give a blank. You know, that's not true. Everybody has a soft spot, or, well, most normal people have very much a soft spot for kids in general,
mm-hmm.
You know? We realize, yeah, when they're adults and they're idiots, yeah, you got to take some responsibility. But kids,
yeah,
they're helpless in many ways, and they're raised in a certain environment that they don't have a lot of control over. So we're sympathetic toward children, and rightfully so. But apparently hers is based on, I don't know, skin color. She went on to falsely claim that the camp was deliberately exclusionary. She said, with all the black people in East Texas and all the Hispanic people in East Texas, somehow, some way, you've carved out an all-white, whites-only enclave in East Texas for your white children. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. Camp Mystic, of course, located along the Guadalupe River, where that severe flooding took place. The camp is grieving the loss of 27 campers and counselors. So this woman, Perkins, suggested public concern for the victims was being weaponized and politicized. This kind of sounds like what she's attempting to do, doesn't it?
Yes.
They want you to have sympathy for these people. They want you to get out of your bed and come out of your home and go find these people and donate your money to find these people. And then listen to this. She says, meanwhile, they're deporting your family members. They're setting up concentration camps and prisons for your family members.
Wow.
But it didn't take long for swift condemnation to come from all points, including the Houston, the current mayor, John Whitmire.
Good.
And his office identified Perkins as one of those who posted the video, said steps are underway to ensure she's not reinstated in her position.
You don't need people like that.
The comments shared on social media are deeply inappropriate, have no place in a decent society, especially as families grieve the confirmed deaths and the ongoing search for the missing. Mayor John Whitmire will not reappoint her and is taking immediate steps to remove her permanently from the board. And, that's the least that they should be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's your turn. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, a count your blessings kind of a thing. Yeah. Call in. We call this segment Things That Make You Smile, and it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Don't be shy. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Time to call in now for Things That Make You Smile, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. I got to tell you, I got some upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Just absolutely feeling great, coming back strong after my recent heart attack. Thanks for the awesome outpouring from everybody, man. It is what a great feeling, and still get tired easier than I probably should, but man, I'm working, I'm pushing it a little bit just to try to get strong again, and like I say, it's almost like you gotta, there's a spark there, a new mission, a kind of real appreciation saying, it's not time for the big dirt nap yet, Bob. So let's get motivated and check some things off the bucket list, do some kind things for others, and work on yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And cut back a little bit maybe on the chicken wings and pizza. I didn't say quit eating it. I said cut back.
Well, you can't get crazy. I mean, come on. There's a certain level of normalcy you got to live there, right?
Well, exactly.
So
what do you got? What's making you smile these days?
Well, I'd say just summer is flying by is kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to fall because I know there's things that I didn't do last fall, like in the yard and stuff I was supposed to plant that I didn't. Okay, maybe it was the fall before. But I'm going, okay, we can get through it. July's here. We're going to burn our faces off in July. And then there's August. And then... okay, October's not that far away. I'm just kind of looking forward to it because I love fall is my favorite time, even though we don't get pretty fall, like we had back in the Midwest here in Florida. We also don't get, a foot of snow in the winter.
So no, we get a break. A break. We get what we call kind of a fall break. We still get plenty of warm weather, but the temperatures ease off in the evening and at night and start the day not so hot, maybe not so humid. I look forward to that as well. But I don't want to look forward on too many things. I don't want time to pass.
Well, it is
too
flying.
Fast.
It is flying by, though.
Every day, one day at a time.
Yes.
And let's go to Craig. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. It's Colonel Ham with Stuff the Bus.
Hey, good to hear from you. Yeah.
Hey, as of yesterday, been to 38 schools, delivered 950 loaded backpacks so that the counselors will have them when the homeless and needy kids check in at their school.
Nice.
And then this Saturday, we're unloading a ton of school supplies at Gill Logistics, where there'll be a mass stuffing event to get ready for the annual back-to-school community give-back.
That's awesome. Stuff the bus. Thank you for doing that. Coming up, it's the Smoking Gun. That's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Meteorologists have argued that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and the National Weather Service did their jobs well during the devastating Texas flash floods and even had extra staff on hand for the storm. That information, despite Democrats' claims that the Trump administration's cuts to the agencies contributed to the loss of life over the holiday weekend. Even establishment media outlets like Associated Press have reported the weather community's pushback on the narrative, while the Democrat National Committee sent out memos that the Trump administration refused to backfill key roles, likely contributing to preventable deaths, worsened devastations. Yep. It looks like the truth is your smoking gun. And that is the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.